Chris, good morning.
Hello, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, your report suggested that government funding for private schools may even outstrip public schools by 2020. In terms of current policy, what could lead us to that point?
What's happened, Sean, is over the years, the funding of non-government schools by state and federal government combined and uncoordinated has risen very dramatically. In fact, the increase in funding to non-gov schools has risen at double the rate of increases to gov schools. So over a period of time, this amount has risen to the point now where, as we speak, in fact, Catholic schools are now being funded in excess of government schools that enroll similar students. Now, I've got to qualify that very carefully, because if you look at average funding, the amounts are different. But, of course, the two sectors, the government and non-government, don't enroll the same students. So the cost structures are different. So you can't compare averages. You have to compare schools that are enrolling similar students, and government schools are being outfunded with public funding by Catholic schools at the moment.
Well, what are some of the most significant discrepancies between private and public funding?
Well, the it's given in different ways. I mean, what's happened over the years, the Gonski Review notwithstanding, is that basically deals have been made here and there, special grants, special deals, exemptions, whatever, in arrangements for non-government school funding. I mean, from the early 2000s, the schools were supposed to be funded according to a needs base, but then it was brought in that no school shall lose funding. So the funding has grown then in a very disproportionate fashion, to the point now where it's so high, as I say, that non-government schools are about to get more money, more government money, than government schools.
Now, in March, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull introduced a proposal to withdraw Commonwealth funding for public schools but continue federal spending on privates. How does this reflect, do you think, present attitudes on public and private education?
I don't know what it reflects to this extent, that it was almost like a thought bubble and only lasted about 48 hours. It would make sense in some ways to rationalise and coordinate the funding coming from state and federal governments to all schools. And that was a ham-fisted attempt to do just that. But the Gonski Review proposed a way through that mess, and its recommendations were ignored. It recommended to have a school's resourcing body that would coordinate funding from state and federal governments. You don't have to have all funding from one government for one type of school, all funding from another government for another type. Just coordinate it. But that never happened. And as a result, what was a funding mess 5 years ago is an even bigger mess today.
In our financial support of public and private education, how does Australia actually compare internationally?
Very hard to say, because in one sense we don't have any private schools. They are in fact now highly government dependent, almost to 100%. But certainly schools other than those that are created by the state in this country are very, very highly funded. Let's call them private schools, but what of another word? They are amongst the most highly funded private schools in the world.
So coming off the back of last night's federal budget and leading up to the federal election, what kind of changes would you like to see actually proposed? What kind of changes do you feel are actually needed in the education sector?
It's really funny, Sean, to this extent, that, you know, all those decisions, all those findings and recommendations were made and reported 5 years ago by the Gonski Review, 4 years ago, in fact, 2012. All the things that we need to do, most of the things that we need to do, were settled. And in fact, they were welcomed by the school sectors, private schools, public schools, commentators and journalists and so on. They all thought that these recommendations and findings were spot on, and the mood at the time was, just do it. But what happened since then is that the Gillard government sort of equivocated, and then the coalition came in and sort of shot the whole lot down, and so we've gone no further. In fact, the evidence since the Gonski Review reported is that the problems that Gonski identified have actually worsened considerably in the last 4 years, which is really amazing. It shouldn't have been like that.
Well, Chris, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning, giving us a little bit of an insight into this one.
Thanks, Sean.